faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
Growing up here in Hawaii, it's really pretty much laid back over here. Go to the beach, catch the rays.
It's sunny all year round. So much outdoor activities. I love living here. The people, the weather, the food. Food is awesome. So we get some of that on game day.
Welcome to the Aloha State, where the people are as pleasant as the island weather. Hawaii offers countless activities and sights to see while boasting incredible history and culture. But the state has also played its part in producing tremendous NFL talent.
Football is huge. Hawaii exports a lot of good football players to mainland schools, as well as we set some up here at University of Hawaii.
The 50th state may be one of the smallest, but it has always been big on talent. Names like Kimo Van Olhoven, Olin Krutz, Mark Tuine, and of course, one of 2015's most polarizing players, Marcus Mariota, all call Hawaii home. But the love for the red and gold still remains the popular choice across the islands.
I wear my Niners gear all around town. I love waving my flags. I get honks. You know, we have other teams' fans here, and they're pretty strong, but I would say, hands down, it's got to be the Niners.
California being the closest state to Hawaii, the Niners are the closest thing that Hawaii has.
It's getting stronger because of the fact that we have people with local ties that played on the team. There's a strong connection throughout the decades.
That connection is best seen in fan favorites and hometown sons, Russ Francis and Jesse Sapulu. Francis, a three-time Pro Bowl tight end, was originally drafted by the New England Patriots before making his way to the 49ers. In 1984, he earned a Super Bowl ring in the victory over the Miami Dolphins, snaring 5 receptions for 60 yards. In all, Francis played 13 seasons in the NFL and enjoyed 3 Pro Bowl appearances throughout his career. Alongside Francis on the offense, a formidable rookie helped anchor the offensive line. Jesse Sapulu, an 11th-round pick in 1983, made the most of his opportunity. Sapulu, who played center and guard for the 49ers from 83 to 97, made his way to 2 Pro Bowls en route to a stellar career that netted him 4 world championships. Sapulu remains one of only 6 49ers to own 4 Super Bowl rings, and although Samoan-born, Jesse spent the majority of his years on the island, graduating from Farrington High School and then the University of Hawaii. Players like Francis and Sapulu helped instill pride and faithfulness throughout the islands, and the effect of their impact is seen in the Ohana Empire every game day. Game day on the islands is full of preparation, regiment, and finally getting together with friends to cheer on or scream at the TV. The only difference with watching the game in Hawaii is you have to get a good night's sleep if you're going to be ready to be faithful the next day.
The time difference between us and the East Coast, it's a monster on Sundays because you got to get up early, then you got to suit up, like put your jersey on and all that other stuff and come down. So we get to Champions right about 6 o'clock, and you know, you're half awake, but as soon as the game starts, man, it's on.
You get in there and it's kind of like the Cheers bar, everybody knows your name, hey!
It's amazing, it's like being there on, you know, at Levi Stadium. It's an awesome experience.
Got that Niners game going, you got a touchdown, field goal, good hit, you can feel it right in that room.
I think about like when I go to an actual game, like everybody there, you're in it. You're there, the player's right in front of you. At the bar with the Ohana, they're on TV, but then you feel all the emotion and the love of having an interest together. And you feel that with everybody. When we lose, you feel it even more because everyone's trying to make sense of it. We go through our like 7 stages of being mad and sad, and then we cheer each other up and support each other, and then go back again the next Sunday for more.
It is like a family. We don't just greet each other just with handshakes. We greet each other with hugs.
It's always a hug. That's one thing about Hawaii. You can't be shy to not give your hugs around.
It's how you would show up at your family's house.
And that is the essence of the Ohana, family, being together as one. And a pivotal member of the group, lifelong fan Stephen Antonio, was driven to create such a family amongst the faithful living in Hawaii.
Stephen, real humble guy. He bleeds red and gold. Good heart. He brought us together. Before meeting up at Champions, we all kind of watched the game somewhere else, you know, either at home or at another bar. And once we got to Champions, he'd go around to everybody, just bring us all together. Like, that guy is like kind of the glue of the family.
Stephen is Mr. Positive. He's very community-minded. He does a lot of community service, but he's always positive, always smiling. And he's always got that little pat on the back or that handshake. He's always ready.
In 2014, Will Fatafehi was also ready. Ready to take the next step in his faithfulness, and that was fulfilling a dream that he had since boyhood.
Growing up, we had some family friends that were season ticket holders at Candlestick. I was always envious of the fact that they were season ticket holders and they flew up to games. And so I told myself that one day when I was able to buy myself some season tickets and go to as many home games as I could. And so when the opportunity came along to get into a Levi's, I got in. Anybody from the Empire, when I know they're going up, they'll use the tickets. Like I said, man, we keep it in the family.
Some Ohana members have been unable to realize their hopes of seeing their team play on its home turf. Stephen, the chapter's president, although professing his faithfulness daily, is one who hasn't made the pilgrimage to the Bay to cheer on his 49ers.
I've already offered Stephen some tickets, man, if he wants to go. I would love to be there when Steven walks into that stadium. Probably watch him cry because it'll be his first game. That's the epitome of faithful.
Across the globe, there are groups dedicated to faithfulness, each with their own way of spending Sundays. Country to country, state to state, these groups enjoy their game days, arms locked, sometimes nails bitten, but they become a family due to red and gold, the connection of cheering for the Niners. The Ohana Empire, rooted on the Hawaiian island of Oahu, is a group whose dedication to the team runs deep. But outside of the group, Hawaiian fans of the franchise are finding that dedication is a two-way street. There are no roads from the Bay Area to the islands. But this past spring, the 49ers bridged the 2,400-mile gap to be with their faithful in the Aloha State.
Aloha! So we're out here on Oahu kicking off our 49ers Hawaii Blitz. So over the course of the week, we're going to visit 6 elementary schools. Kids will come out and put them through our youth football camps. our week's off to a great start here at Kahuku Elementary. We got about 100 kids out here going through the drills. Amazing, amazing students. Just polite, athletic, energetic. I mean, everything you could ask for, they're out there. They're running these drills like they're professionals, so they're having a blast. We got the teachers out helping with the station, so it's a good opportunity for them to kind of intermix outside of the classroom. And, you know, it's one of these things that they're towards the end of their school year, so, you know, it's really kind of a bonus and a fun thing to get out and play a little bit. So hopefully they're enjoying it as much as it looks like they are.
Oh, we're so thrilled. You know, it's a very humbling experience because football is such a big part of our community. And for people to come out to the North Shore of our island is very seldom. And so to have the San Francisco 49ers take the time to travel this far to Hawaii to come and see our kids is just such a valuable opportunity. It makes our kids feel special and loved, and we hope that they grow up to be 49ers fans.
When we're out here, we're going to show respect to each other. Okay? That's by encouragement. Okay? We don't laugh if somebody falls down, misses a pass. Okay? We say, hey, nice try. You'll get them next time. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Having the 49ers take the time and let them know how valuable these kids are to the organization, you know, it really is a strong message that they're sending to our kids. They're letting, I know that Jared had talked about, you know, spreading the, some messages of work ethic, teamwork, and things like that through this Play 60 program. And so, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity. It's something that I feel like would definitely help our kids in the long run in terms of their college and career goals.
One, two, three, 49ers!
This here is our stop two for the day. We're at Ka'awa Elementary School out on the North Shore. So we just wrapped up a great one at Kahuku. And, you know, the kids here are really excited. So I'm optimistic that this will be just as successful as the last one.
This is actually my second time that the 49ers have come on my campus to help my kids to be healthy and strong. We're a rural school. Not too many people venture to come out on the North Shore side to give a small little tiny school attention. So anyone that's willing to come in and do this kind of activity for our students, just, I mean, it really touches my heart and it makes me happy to see you folks paying attention to our school. I mean, it is a beautiful setting. You have the ocean right there and the mountains right there, and my kids are just as beautiful as the land that they are on. So thank you for coming out, and thank you for supporting Ka'awa Elementary School.
Go!
Yeah, way to come back for it.
Good job.
Hawaii has an incredible culture that's really embraced football, and having been able to experience that myself, you know, it was really an opportunity to come out and bring that to these kids. Because, you know, without any pro sports teams out on the islands, it's not necessarily like it is back in the 48. So we try to come out here and give them the opportunity. There's things we do for the kids in our market. So, you know, they get out. We want to make sure they're getting their 60 minutes a day, getting their play 60 done. We want to make sure that they're, you know, learning how to play the game of football and having a great time doing it. So just really felt like it was a great opportunity to come out and have, you know, an opportunity to bring these clinics to kids who really embrace it and would enjoy them.
Well, we're very excited that 49ers are here at Alawai Elementary School. Our students have been looking forward to this day to just partake and have fun doing various football exercises and drills. And as you can hear in the background, they're just super excited and just having a lot of fun. And we're just grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, it's going deep. Look at the ball. Another one.
How many of you guys play football? Anybody? All right, you're going to learn how to throw a football with a target.
Good job, good job, good job, good job.
Go!
That's good.
Just
get a head up and you
run
there.
One, two, three.
Everywhere we're greeted, there's definitely a strong 49ers fan base out here, which has been great. And I think, you know, had there not been, we still would have come out because, you know, we want to reach out in the community and do these type of things. But it's been awesome to really be received at every school. You know, with the faithful out here, and they're just super excited because they don't get that opportunity. So we get to come out and kind of embrace them as well. So it's a two-way street. It's really great to see.
We have tons of energetic kids out here. They love football. They love the 49ers. So that was one of our goals out here, to kind of spread the 49ers brand. The Hawaiian community has embraced us all week. So each camp, we're looking forward to the kids, and they're bringing their A game. We are at Nu'uwanu Elementary School in Honolulu, Hawaii, camp number 4 of our Hawaiian tour this week. And we're just bringing out our Play 60 experience, part of our Gatorade Junior Training Camp, teaching basic football fundamentals, running back, quarterback, wide receiver. But overall, just talking about the Play 60 initiative, getting kids out and active, playing for 60 minutes a day.
We have some great players, but we keep telling them, athletically you're really good, but you have to have the grades. No grades, no play, no one sees you. So this is the point we're trying to push for these students, because athletically they're really, really good, but got to motivate them to really want to study and do well academically.
Interacting with the kids. Like you said, we do this in the Bay Area about 110 times too, so it's a different venue with the beautiful hills and ocean in the background, but it's the same thing, just getting kids out, making sure they're having fun in a safe environment and just getting them out and playing 60.
One, two, three, go!
We're wrapping up our final youth football camp here at Noʻalani Elementary School on Oahu, and it's been just an amazing week. I mean, all said and done, we've done 6 youth football clinics across the island. We've done 2 coaching camps. And, you know, I think all in, and we'll tabulate the final numbers, but we're somewhere around 800 to 900 people impacted through our efforts here. So it's been an amazing trip. Everywhere we've gone has been just the most welcoming and enthusiastic site that you could really actually hope for when you do things like this. The faculty has been super accommodating. The kids are so excited, and they just kind of pour everything they have into this camp. So when they're out there, they're taking advantage of every single second they have to run around and play football. So I think it's been a really great experience for us. I know that for sure, and hopefully it's been the same for them as well.
The Ohana Niner faithful resides in Hawaii's capital city of Honolulu. This group of ardent 49er fans lives and breathes for Sundays when they can cheer on their team alongside their family. Maybe not the family they share a last name or bloodline with, but family just the same. And thus, their namesake reflects the connection to one another.
What does Ohana mean? It means family.
Being together as one.
There's the literal meaning and there's the deeper meaning, the kauna. So what does the meaning feel like? If you think about the kauna of Ohana, it's that deep-rooted feeling that you of connectedness to other people.
That connectedness is tangible when the group congregates at Champions Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Honolulu. As a group, they cheer, scream, and pray that the 49ers will make their game days memorable. As a group, they win and lose together. And as the Ohana Niner empire grows in size each year, they also find that sometimes, unfortunately, the family may get smaller as well. In March of 2015, longtime Ohana Niner empire member Jeff Assam lost his battle with cancer. Jeff was a quiet mainstay of the group. He was 39 years old when he passed away.
When we found out what happened, it was rough. It was sad because he didn't really tell anybody what he was going through. That's the kind of person he was.
It was all of a sudden. It was just instant. He was gone. He was surely missed. And he is a definition of a really diehard 49er fan.
We finished last season having Jeff at Champions, and we're going to start next season without Jeff.
There's definitely going to be a hole in the empire this season and the seasons to come.
I gotta miss the guy, man. He meant a lot to me. He meant a lot to a lot of people up there.
Losing a friend or loved one is never easy. Saying goodbye is even more difficult. Before the first ball was snapped this season, the Ohana Niner Empire had a special visitor come by and let the group know that once a faithful, always a faithful.
We wanted to give you a very special presentation. It comes all the way from the heart of John and Denise and Jed York with the 49er organization. You may have heard of them before. But really, the sudden loss of a dear friend and somebody who is so dear to the 49er faithful, and I mean that in a large sense here in Hawaii, and all of you specifically here. We want you to have this jersey in memory of your good friend, Jeffrey Daniel Assam. And thank all of you, for everything you do for us. Mahalo.
That was so awesome. For Russ Rasmussen to present it to their family. Jeff was a huge 49er fan, and it was a huge honor that the 49ers gave him that jersey. It's totally priceless.
You know, for him to come out and dedicate that jersey from the Niners organization and have him do it, that was special.
It's touching. It's very touching. It shows compassion. It's an extension of the 49ers. It's them helping us mourn our loss. Because to me, it's a big loss.
To see everybody again, to honor Jeffrey, I think he'd be happy. He was probably there with us in spirit.
You know, right now, Jeff's looking down on us saying, thank you.
Knowing that he's up there with Bill Walsh, you know, cheering on. He's with the big dogs. Being faithful and having faith, I know he's up there.
I think faithful, it's all around you. You know, we're all loyal.
I know that being a 49ers fan is going to be a part of me for the rest of my life, no matter where I live.
Mana o i'o. That means faithful in Hawaiian.
Faithful is believing in something wholeheartedly. No matter win or lose, no matter how the situation ends, be always faithful because I truly believe in the Niners. Mana o i'o.
One of the greatest parts of working for 49ers Studios is getting to meet all these great 49ers fans throughout the world, like Steven Antonio and the entire Ohana Niner Empire. It bummed me out that Steven said he never made it to a game, but I got a call from him saying that he was coming to Levi's Stadium for the Vikings game Monday night. So the Saturday before, we gave him a personalized tour of the stadium. And the look on his face when we were sitting in the seats or walking through the tunnel to the field was priceless. This is why we do this show. We do it to help celebrate this franchise that's meant so much to us. We do it for the faithful.